for the whole month of June. To schedule your free in-home consultation, go to rbagreatermaine.com. That's rbagreatermaine.com.
The better way to a better window, renewal by Andersen.
Breakfast in America to lead us into Joe Riccio, a food coma for this week's Shut Up and Eat. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, yeah, it is time for Breakfast in America.
Darn right. How are you this afternoon?
I am fantastic, thank you. Just enjoying the beginning of this lovely Pride weekend here in Portland, and yeah, things are good.
Excellent, excellent. And but you've been busy since last we spoke.
I have, yeah. You can see online, it's been a lot of stuff. I told you I made my my modeling debut on Wednesday.
Yeah, yes, but please tell us more.
Oh yeah. No, as it turns out, it's a perfect career for me. You just show up, you're kind of half naked all day with people putting clothes on you, and they cut your hair and do your makeup, and every 15 minutes somebody comes up and fixes your hair, and yeah, it's catered. You got a trailer. Like, what else do you really want? And it pays well. So I was the only model that was not from here. Everybody else from New York and Los Angeles for DXL. And, you know, I'm a plus-size model, you know. Had to clarify, you know. But, yeah, it was pretty amazing. Allegedly, they were all like, you know, it's hard to believe he's never done this before. So I'll take it.
That's fantastic. Looks like you had a pretty amazing meal, too, at the Alna store.
Oh, yeah. The Alna store is always great. I mean, you know, Alna, which is essentially 8 minutes from Wiscasset, you know, they alternate their menu usually monthly, I believe, with different themes. This time was just a lot of, like, comfort food stuff. But, you know, it's all, like, their vegetables or, like, close-by farms. And, you know, it's just the product is amazing. And the best thing is, randomly, is they with, like, the grilled sourdough, they've concocted this thing called ranch butter, which is whipped butter with basically, like, party dip seasonings in it. And it's pretty much my new favorite thing.
That does sound pretty amazing there. Well, let's talk a little breakfast, and let's start with the particulars. What do you want in your breakfast?
Well, I guess I'll start by saying I know we don't need to discuss cereal because we all know how many boxes of cereal you have at your house. More than Seinfeld.
Too many is the answer.
Yeah. So we know that you love cereal and I do too. The only problem is you're hungry about 20 minutes later.
Right.
Is the only problem with cereal. But, yeah, my parameters for a good breakfast, I mean, sometimes I'm kind of torn. If it's really early, I don't love a huge breakfast because it kind of just sinks me for the whole day. You know, if I'm going around like 10 or 11, I'll you know, that's when I go with things like the Benedict or like sausage biscuits and gravy or something like that, you know. But, yeah, I mean, the way I see it, as long as you've got eggs, you got plenty of hot sauce, and I'm pretty happy, you know?
Me too, and I like a bread. I like whether it's toast or a bagel, or you want to throw a Thomas's English muffin my way, I don't care, but I need some of that bread.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the cinnamon raisin Thomas's, as well as raisin toast. The only time I'll divert from either of those things is if there's the option of Italian toast. Usually griddled with so much butter that it's basically a meal in itself, and that's what you got to run through the hollandaise sauce and all that, and the hot sauce and the ketchup. I'm a big ketchup guy at breakfast too.
Yeah, you know, ketchup on hash browns, even ketchup on eggs. I'm not a big ketchup guy, but it works at breakfast.
Oh yeah, totally. And I mean, yeah. So I guess there's a lot of different categories. I mean, if we're talking the classics, you know, if we're going to like corned beef hash, for instance. I'm fairly opinionated in that I kind of like the sort of canned version better than I like when people make their own, because I like the texture of the more like minced up, but I like that kind of thing, like when they take it and they griddle it so it's crispy on the outside.
Now, do you like it when there are like big chunks of of beef in your...
No, I don't, because it's the problem is inevitably with that, you're always going to get some dry pieces in there. I mean, nobody ever really properly incorporates the fat. If it has a good level of beef fat, then yeah, sure, that's delicious. But sometimes it can be a little dry and a little stringy, especially if they crisp it up. I think you have to have fat in your meat to make that work. I think, like, you know, short ribs would work, I guess, best. Something like that, super braisy, super rich. But when they do kind of like, you know, like a pot roast, basically, I'm not as into that. And, you know, I don't even know if they use corned beef in a lot of those. It seems just like straight up braised beef. But, you know, but at the same time, with enough ketchup and hot sauce, everything is pretty good.
Hash browns, what's the key to making them properly?
Well, I mean, I am like way in the camp of like the McDonald's style hash brown. If that's ever on a menu, there's no question. I guess the other ones are home fries.
Right.
So on a hash brown, the key to making a really good one is I buy them frozen at like Hannaford, and I just usually either deep fry them or griddle them in a lot of butter until they're brown and delicious. Because I find that like when I try to shred the potatoes and do them on my own, it's tough to really get all the moisture out of them. So I never really get that same texture and crispiness that the ones at McDonald's have, which is kind of like my gold standard for hash brown. That's my take on that. I think they're just, it's one of the few frozen potato items I would ever buy that. And like, you know, if you got the deep fryer going, obviously you can pick up some frozen fries. Like you want to do like McDonald's style fries, again, cross referencing with McDonald's, cause that's what we do. But yeah, that's my take on that.
Do you prefer ketchup or hot sauce on those?
Both.
Mm, all right.
Black pepper, ketchup, and hot sauce. And for breakfast, I'm a big Tabasco guy. Like, because it has that. Because a lot of times there's not really a lot of acidity in breakfast food. It's usually just a lot of fat and salt. So a good vinegary hot sauce like Tabasco really cuts through it and balances it out. It's delicious.
We're talking breakfast with Joe Riccio from Food Coma here on Downtown. Cured meats available to you, Joe. You want your sausage, you want your bacon, you want your ham.
I want my sausage patty.
Yes.
I'm a patty guy. Again, I keep saying it. It goes back to the memories of like the McDonald's big breakfast and putting maple syrup on my, or whatever that was. I think it was corn syrup, but maple syrup on my sausage patties.
Mm.
And that always makes me happy. Although, in my adult years, I have discovered one thing that I actually like more, which is the Taylor pork roll, which is popular down in Jersey and Philly.
Right, right.
You get that. The Palace Diner has it. The place Richie Ribeye's up here has it. If I ever see Taylor pork roll, I'm getting it. I'm always gonna order that. It's delicious. It's almost like a kind of like a spam roll in a way, but it's sliced.
All right, now for your eggs, you mentioned you will certainly take it if it's done well, but you want your eggs over easy, scrambled? How do you prefer them?
If it's a place that I know is going to do a good job with poached, I'll get those. If not, I go over easy. I like a runny yolk. I like the yolk to saturate all the home fries and whatever meat and the toast. You know, the egg yolk is really why I eat eggs. I don't really care about the whites, to be honest. But of course, I mean, a good scrambled egg. Like, I make amazing scrambled eggs because, you know, it's almost like I make them like a French omelet, but scrambled with just tons of butter in them.
Mm.
Scrambled eggs are basically a conduit for butter, in my opinion. And they're delicious. But yeah, usually in a restaurant or a diner, I should say, I'm going to get either poached or over easy.
All right. If we're going a different route, you going with the pancake, the waffle, or the French toast?
Always waffle, because you see them a lot less.
They're harder to make at home.
They are, yeah. I'll always go waffles, and I like the Belgian style. I love like the Waffle House, basically like the Eggo waffle style. Like, you know, because they have all the nooks and crannies in there to hold the butter and syrup. Like, what's not to love about a waffle? I mean, obviously some places have amazing, you know, like Palestiner has great French toast. They like do it like a creme brulee, and they have really good pancakes. But if somebody has waffles, I'm getting them.
Where do you come down on the omelet?
If somebody does a really good French omelet, which is, you know, kind of a slow cooked, rolled up, you know, really fluffy, buttery style omelet, I'm in. I'll always generally get a scramble instead of a omelet because I think sometimes omelets dry out, especially if they have, you know, more than like three fillings in them. I find myself, they tend to kind of burn the omelets, I think, a lot of times. So, I mean, not all the time, but I'm just more likely, I think it's safer to order a scramble with the same stuff in it, you know?
Or if you're on the go, you like an egg sandwich, and what are the components of that?
Yeah, I like a sausage muffin with egg. Actually, lately, I've been doing the McBagel with sausage and egg, which is good. That's pretty much the only breakfast sandwich I'm eating on the go. Occasionally, I'll do the one from Starbucks, which is fine. It's not as, like, greasy and satisfying as the McDonald's one is, and it does not come with a hash brown. I'll often make two trips and go to Starbucks then McDonald's. But those are pretty much the, as far as, like, to-go breakfast sandwiches. I don't, like, make them at home and take them to go or anything like that. I'm usually going to eat those at home because they can be a little messy, and the fast food places know how to make it not messy. So,
well, and that's
my example.
Everything they've done in the burger world, though, man, the breakfast sandwich, the Egg McMuffin, that was a stroke of genius.
Yeah, it was. And you know what? I do the sausage muffin with egg, and I always have them add Mac sauce to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little breakfast Big Mac, and it is delicious.
Now, do you ever opt for the breakfast burrito if you're out?
No. The only time I'll get a breakfast burrito is at a Mexican restaurant if they have a chorizo and egg burrito.
Oh, my, yes.
That I will definitely order, and I make chorizo and egg tacos at home. Delicious combination, especially with, like, some chipotle hot sauce, like, smoky and delicious. Like, yeah, you really can't go wrong with that. But, like, normal breakfast burritos, I'm just kind of like, I'm probably not going to get those because a lot of times – you're taking a risk if they're not going to griddle it properly. And there's nothing worse than an undercooked tortilla in any situation. Or if they give you like a pita wrap, basically.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
And finally, when it comes to breakfast, I know we're in agreement on this. If you're a breakfast place, you better make good coffee.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, like, I can manage bad coffee. It doesn't really have any effect on me. I just drink it black, and it's just something to wash the food down. But I think in this day and age, there really isn't any excuse to still be using stuff like Maxwell House or Taster's Choice or that kind of stuff, you know? That's all instant coffee, isn't it?
I think largely it is, yeah, yeah. And there are so many good coffee roasters around the state of Maine.
Yeah.
You can get some great locally roasted coffee.
Yeah, and even at Hannaford, you can get decent coffee. I mean, at the very worst, use like Starbucks or something. I mean, it's fine. But, yeah, there are so many local places and all over Maine and they're really not, I mean, you know, they're not dirt cheap, but people also, you know, it's such a nice touch to the whole experience. And it's the first thing you have usually.
Right.
It sets the stage for the rest of the breakfast. So if somebody has watery, weak coffee, I mean, you kind of get, you know, I'm not ordering poached eggs there, I'll put it that way.
That's Joe Riccio talking breakfast with us here on Downtown. So what's coming up for your weekend, Joe? Have you got some dinners?
Oh, let's see. Today I went to Mr. Tuna for lunch. Went to the float place, the Float Harder.
Oh.
About to go into the Roma for dinner tonight. And then tomorrow I've got lunch at Tierra Cafe and then dinner at Wander at Longwood, the new kind of like farmish restaurant out in North Yarmouth. And then Sunday, you know, I got breakfast at Ocotillo, which is the new Mexican brunch place, the same owners as Terlingua here in Portland. And then the Father's Day festivity starts. So I'm going to be pretty full by Sunday night.
Nice. Well, it sounds like an awfully good weekend. Joe, enjoy it all. Appreciate you checking in. As always, we'll talk next Friday.
All right. Everybody have a great week.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Riccio, Food Coma, Shut Up and Eat every Friday here on Downtown.